back to Masculine Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everybody to go on the Devil Radio website, download our app, go to the Apple Google Store, download our app. And more easily, just sit in your chair and go, Alexa, enable Devil Radio. And when you want to listen to it, you go, Alexa, play Devil Radio. Also, click on our link on the website, Support Devil Radio. We put it up because a lot of our listeners wanted us to. You know, and I know, there are 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in this state, attacking our democracy, saying there's something wrong with our elections, pushing Trump's big lie. It's poison. The one strong antidote to that, the strongest, clearest voice, is Devil Radio. So thank you very much. There's a really sad, almost heartbreaking story. Came out of Pennsylvania. You may have remembered, we talked about a little bit on the air some weeks ago. There was a 52-year-old man who got COVID, and his name was Keith Smith. He was in Pennsylvania. His wife was very loyal to him and good. They'd been married 24 years, you know, in their 20s, they were married. It was her whole life, really. And he was on a ventilator, and she was very concerned about him. So she went to the hospital administrators and said, you know, I saw some people, some very, you know, kind of big shots saying that ivermectin would be good. Would you inject him with ivermectin? And they said, look, it's the University of Pennsylvania Medical Center. Ivermectin is a deworm drug that veterinarians use on horses. It could hurt your husband. No, we can't do it. So she kept insisting. They said, I'll sign a release. No, you can't do it. So she went to court. She went to court. He was in a medically induced coma. He went into the hospital on November 10. He was put in a medically induced coma on the 21st with a ventilator. She went to the court, and the judge split the baby in half, so to speak. And he said, well, I'm not going to order the hospital to do it because there are liability issues, but I'm going to order you, Mrs. Smith, to bring in any doctor who will inject him, and they've got to let him in because he has that right, you have that right. And they brought a guy in. It's a guy who goes around doing this kind of stuff. And the lawyer who represented her is out of Buffalo, and he specializes in these cases. They come in, they put him, they were there, they pulled out a needle, and they injected him in ivermectin, and he died a few days later. Now, that is so sad. This is a good woman and a good man. You have people like Trump. You have people like Ron Johnson talking of ivermectin. Ivermectin is a veterinary drug that's injected in horses and cows, weigh a couple of thousand pounds, some of them, to get worms out of them. Now, in the wife's defense, she was afraid, and she may have been right, that once he's on a respirator, he's never going to come out of it anyway, and she called it a Hail Mary. I remember 40 years ago, there was a thing called Laetril that people with terminal cancer would get. It's made out of peach pits, and they go to Mexico to clinics and get injected with Laetril. It didn't do them any good. They all died. Steve McQueen, I think, was one of them. Remember him? And wasn't he wanted dead or alive? I forget the guy. He was a great actor, by the way, one of my favorites. He got Laetril. He had cancer and he died. So you can say no harm, no foul. Maybe the guy would have lasted a little longer, but maybe he would have come out of it. People do come out of it. And, you know, frequently these cures, she thinks it's a cure, a lie spread by big shots in the Republican Party. Goes back to George Washington. You know, George Washington at the end died. They bled him. In those days, they'd put leeches on you or use a knife and cut your veins open to let your blood out because they thought it had bad humors in it. And so they bled George Washington, for Pete's sake, and he died. Now, would he have died anyway? Maybe. He certainly would have lived a little longer if he hadn't had his veins split open or some insect, you know, sucking the blood out of him. That's what they did in the 1790s when he died. But this ivermectin, this isn't just some nut here. This is a woman desperate. Her husband of 24 years, he was 52. That means he was 28 when he got married. And they had a life together. And he got COVID. And it wasn't going well. And he was on a respirator, ventilator. And she got scared. And she said, I need a Hail Mary. And Trump and other people who are very famous have said that ivermectin is good. She doesn't know what ivermectin is. So, you know, a good doctor, they said no. They said, look, your husband doesn't weigh 2,000 pounds. He's not a horse. And he doesn't have worms. Okay? No, this isn't a Hail Mary. This is like injecting poison into him. But there's a doctor, one of these guys, I mean, in the old comedies with, you know, the Three Stooges, there'd be a doctor with one of those round speculums on his fart, you know, like a round little mirror that goes around his head. And, you know, he's a quack and a fake. The guy comes in, pulls out the needle, shoots this guy up with ivermectin, and he dies. Within a couple of days, he dies. Would he have died anyway? Maybe. He would have lived longer than a couple of days. There weren't any signs that he wasn't. You know, when people like Ron Johnson and Trump, but Ron Johnson will say things like ivermectin is something that should be considered. It's poison, veterinary drug for 2,000 pound animals with worms. Some people will go along with that because they respect his office. When Trump was joking and said, put Lysol into your veins, people in New York and in Phoenix did that. Just a few, not a lot. But do you have any kind of compassion, you guys, for the average person who does this kind of stuff? A woman now in her early 50s going through the rest of her life with no husband? Maybe she would have anyway. But maybe she wouldn't. People do come off of respirators. She got scared. And she went along with this. She went along with this. And, you know, this is a symptom of a much larger problem. It's now been disclosed there is a powerful network of conservative election lawyers and groups tied to Trump who spent millions promoting new election laws that are fraudulent. They're designed to stop voting in restricted and democratic areas. That's all it is. The Georgia and Texas legislatures have enacted these. Here in Wisconsin, Tony Evers has vetoed some of them. Fortunately, in Michigan and Pennsylvania, they have Democratic governors, too, who will veto, although there is a ballot provision in Michigan that can get around the governor's veto with very few signatures. Unfortunately, here are some of the people. Clita Mitchell, Conservative Partnership Institute. J. Christian Adams, Public Interest Legal Foundation. Hans von Spakovsky of Heritage. Jason Sneed, this is great, The Honest Election Project. J. Kenneth Blackwell, America First Policy Institute. What do these guys have initials? J. Christian, you know, if their name is Jim or Joe, say it's Jim or Joe. This is going on. It's toxic. You should be aware of it. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Great callers. Great programming coming up. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Dueling Tangents, Luke and Brian, Devil's Advocate, Earl Ingram, great evening, great weekend programming with Pizza Box Mike, Matt Flynn Direct. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow, signing off for today.